Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kiera. How may I help you?
Well, ma'am, I was talking to somebody named Elijah, and the phone went dead on me. I mean, it just hung up on me. And he was, Capital One called me at, y'all, somebody, they tried to charge $5.74 or something. And they told me to have it removed because they were declining the coverage, the payment or whatever, I don't. So, and he said he was in the process of doing that, he said. He asked me for my name and my zip code, and he told me what it was. And then he disappeared.
Okay, may I please have your zip code?
75969.
75969?
Yes. He also told me to slow down. I talk too fast.
I also talk fast, too. I'm learning to talk slower every day.
Well, I try, because I do.
Me too.
To talk faster than I do. Mm-hmm. And I'm an old lady.
I don't know why. Like, it's just, I always talk like this since I was little. It's just natural. I never knew I talked fast, but someone told me. I was like, oh, really?
Well, young people, now you do have a young voice. Young people tend to talk real fast. Sometimes I say, whoa, you lost me there. Go back to if.
Oh,
but anyway, they did call me, and I thought it was a good deal because it was going to be a dollar. It was a Walmart pallet, something about Walmart pallets. And they said that it was a subscription and that I would be getting something every month charged to my account. That's what they said now. I'm not.
Can I have your first and last name?
Sue Joseph.
Can you verify that address for me for security purposes?
Address?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, 4976 FM 1819, Pollock, Texas, 75969.
Thank you. And you say you're calling about a charge?
Yes. They said that they got a request for a charge for $5 and 94 cents, I think, or 74 cents. I didn't write that amount down. And that they were declining it.
Okay, yes, ma'am. It does say here where the $5.74 were declined.
And that they weren't going to pay it. That's what that
means. So you want it? Your bank just won't approve this charge?
They won't approve it because of the low amount. I guess. I don't know, because I've used this card. It's a Walmart card.
Usually.
They're not going to play. They're not going to pay it. And they said it was a subscription, and if I accepted it, I would be getting charged every month.
Did the previous agent tell you that, or the...
Oh, the card company.
Yes, ma'am. You will be charged every month. You enter.
So I don't want that.
Okay, it was declined. The 574 was declined, so that 574 never went through, so you won't be charged a monthly subscription unless you just go back to wherever you ordered it from and just keep clicking it until it says approved.
Okay, well, what they told me at Capital One, they said, tell them you want your information removed from their database, whatever that means. I mean, I guess they want you to take me out. But now then, I have another question when I do that. If I do that, are y'all Walmart or are y'all somebody else?
We're customer support for the company that you tried to order this from, when you tried to make the charge from. And other companies and name brands do represent us.
Okay. Well, the reason I'm asking you that is because that was a Walmart. Since it said it was Walmart, I said I used my Walmart card, which is Capital One. Anyway, I don't want no subscription to nothing.
Okay, ma'am. Well, you won't get billed anything since the 574 never was charged and never went through, so there's no account made.
Okay. All right, that's what I was trying to figure out, because I didn't know why he told me that, if they defined it. So, anyway, okay. Well, thank you for your help.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day, and enjoy the rest of your holiday.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye.